Welcome to another episode of Ballad of the Windfish on Ari Sibo Radio. As that opening track should tell you, today is a special Halloween episode where we'll be playing lots of VGM, chip tunes, nerdcore, all kinds of other stuff all about Halloween. Of course, that track was from Monster Party for the NES, one of the scarier titles for the NES. If you ever played the first level of that, where it goes all from happy sunshine, smiling faces to decaying skulls and blood everywhere. That's pretty creepy if you're about 4 or 5 years old. And that rendition of it was the intro from Nerd Army. From there, we're going to get into some Silent Hill. This track is from the first Silent Hill game, which was also pretty creepy back when I played it on the PlayStation. And this one is by Akira Yamaoka. And this is Other Side. Welcome back. That second track there was Zock from his album Zock Plays SMW, and that was, of course, Ghost House from the Super Mario World soundtrack. From there, we're going to get into some more Nintendo-oriented stuff. This one is from Kaichi Suzuki and Hip Tanaka. This is Happy Happy Village from Earthbound.
¶¶
Welcome back. That track there was from the Majora's Mask Orchestrations, and that was Koji Kondo, and that was the track Oath of Order, of course, from Majora's Mask, one of my favorite Zelda games, even if everyone else I know hates it with all their hearts. From there, we're going to get into some more RPG tunes. This one is Mother 3. This is the Castle of Osahei, and it's a medley of all the tracks from there, and has Ghost. Old castle stuff like that, so it's obviously very Halloween oriented. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Shit, that was the mini bosses with Castlevania from the album Brass, which I assume everyone in the chat already has and owns and downloaded. If you don't, you just suck, and I'm not going to tell you where to get it because you should know by now. Because they're the mini bosses. Anyway, from there, we're going to get into some Yasunori Mitsuda. This is one of my favorite game soundtracks here. This is The Trial from Chrono Trigger.
Painted a till. She killed my DJ. This isn't for real. keep from throwing up. I put my hands in my eyes while my best friend screams and gets dismemberized. But I don't care, as long as that my girl is content. She doesn't need rings, just the fingers they fit. When she died, there was so much that I missed. And now I'm getting kisses from her bloody lips.
You like this, you love my bloody kisses. Press my face against your face, cold, wet, while it's dripping.
Don't be alarmed, I'm coming out of the ground. 6 feet, and when I get a boy, I'm taking you down. Yeah, I know I look crazy, but you look tasty. The worms inside my nose are getting a little bit hasty. But that's okay, see, I'll pull them all out. Put them all over your body, then I'll eat them all off. You know, I'll be licking the blood you be dripping. Later on, the end of the night, you'll have to call me your vixen. I'll have your arse telling me on my face you be pissing. 2 bottles of wine, you'll be mine, up with no feelings. Take a bite right there for sexual healings. Oh, what a sight of all sights, now ain't that living?
Welcome back. That song there was from my friends Neely and DJ Dig Dug, and that's from their new In Transylvania LP called, and that song was My Zombie Girlfriend featuring Lakeside. From there we got some more OSTs for you. This one is Kenji Yamamoto. This is from Metroid Prime, and this is Versus Chozo Ghost, which was of course a pretty intense and scary part of the game because those ghosts move fast and I used to suck at fighting them. So anyway, here's Versus Chozo Ghost.
We'll be right back.
welcome back. That track you heard there was Koji Kondo and Asuka Ota, and that was Village of the Blue Maiden from the Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventures soundtrack, which has a lot of great remixes and recreations of classic Link to the Past tunes, and it's also a very awesome game if you can do the whole GBA Link cable BS that they had to put you through. But the battle mode is incredibly awesome. Imagine playing Link to the Past to the death with two players. That's how great it is. Anyway, from there, we're going to hear Hiroki Kikuta, and this is Ceremony from another SNES classic, Secret of Mana. Enjoy. welcome back. That second track you heard there was my Manabu Namiki, and of course was a rearrangement of the classic Bach tune, and that was called Hell's Emperor from the Death Smiles soundtrack. And both of those songs you just heard were both requested by Marcos of RhythmRue.com. And from there, we're going to get into some more Zoc. This one is the kind of pretty creepy, but just looking for an excuse to play some more Zoc track Iceland / Underground / P-Block medley from Super Mario Bros. 3. Enjoy. Welcome back. That was another one by Yasunori Mitsuda. That was Portal to Open Grounds from Radical Dreamers, the kind of pseudo-sequel to Chrono Trigger. And from there, we're going to get into some more creepy chiptune-ness. This one is by Schnabubala, and this is called Down in the Dumps from his Controller 1 EP, which you should all download off of the PauseNet label.
Thank you.
welcome back. That second track you heard there was Old Man's Cottage by Michiru Yumani. Before that was Shogo Sakai's remix of Luigi's Mansion theme, which was used for Super Smash Bros. Brawl. And before that one was, of course, Shinobubula with Down in the Dumps. Now we're going to get into some more haunted chiptunes. This one is from Jay Tholen's classic Epidemic EP, which is all about zombie attacks. And this is one of the opening tracks. This is called Suburban Sprawl. Enjoy.
We must now interrupt this regularly scheduled programming for a special bulletin. The president has declared a state of emergency. An unidentified epidemic has exploded in every corner of the country, striking even the well-to-do upper-class regions. The recent string of outbreaks along the West Coast. Authorities urge citizens to stay inside their homes, move to the highest point available, and stay away from windows and sliding glass doors. And again, under no circumstances attempt to talk or reason with the infected. It is 7:42 p.m. Stay tuned for more updates as they...
Welcome back. That was another chiptune horror classic song. That was Video Game Orchestra with their chiptune remix of Somebody's Watching Me version 2. From there, we're going to hear some more Earthbound. This is Kaichi Suzuki and Hip Tanaka once again with their track 3 Before Fixing, which is probably one of the creepier tracks for me on the game and definitely one of my favorite towns. So here it is. Welcome back. That track there was Hiroki Kikuta, and that was The Oracle from the SNES classic Secret of Mana. And before that was the other SNES classic RPG, which was Earthbound, and that was 3 Before Fixing by Kaichi Suzuki and Hip Tanaka. And speaking of Hip Tanaka, he was the composer for the classic Metroid and Super Metroid albums, and this one is also Metroid, but this one's by Kenji Yamamoto, and this is Versus Parasite Queen from Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
Welcome back. That track you heard there was Mustin with his Super Mario 64 remix called Haunted Hell Inkyu Kujo Kondo D Bros Mix. And you can grab that one. It used to be on OC Remix. I don't think it's on there anymore last time I checked. But if you head over to 1UpStudios.com and look under the EPs and albums section, you'll find the Mustin collection. And you can grab the track off of there along with a ton of other awesome Mustin tunes. From there, we're going to get into some KH, Kingdom Hearts. This is Yoko Shimomura, and this is her remake of the Nightmare Before Christmas track, This is Halloween.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That track you heard there was Temp Sound Solutions with his song Worms from the Isolated Warrior EP, which is a classic lo-fi chiptune outage from him. From there, we got some more Mother 3. This is Shogo Sakai again, and this is from a track later on in the game that has a real creepy vibe to it. If you've played the game, you'll know this area from being real tense as you're sneaking around the place. This song is called This Is Chimera Research.
Power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head. I have no no fear. It probably seemed crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost tried to approach me, he got leery.
Welcome back. That track there was A Ghost's Pumpkin Soup by Tomoya Otani and Hunan P, and that was from the Sonic Adventure 2 soundtrack, and that song was recommended to me by my friend Kate, who sent me a couple great songs to play because I was running short on songs yesterday when I was setting up the set list. From there, we got some Matoi Sakuraba, and this is Forest of Sadness from his Glass album. Enjoy.
Thank you.
welcome back. That track you heard there was Zan Zan Zawa Veya, and the track was called Look Away, and that song was requested by one Josiah Tobin of the Shiz forums. Before that, we heard Norn Rad with his Horror on the Horizon, which I thought was appropriate for Halloween. Now we're going to get into some more Zelda. This is Koji Kondo, and this is Forest Temple from Ocarina of Time.
Thank you. oh me, oh me, me, grab me, oh. Oh. Oh me, oh me, oh me, me, grab me, oh. Oh me, oh me, me, grab me, oh.
Oh.
Oh me, oh me, oh me, me, grab me, oh. Oh me, oh me, me, grab me, oh.
Welcome back. That track there was Kazumi Totaka and Toro Minagishi, and that was Scary Song, which is from Animal Crossing and is performed by KK Slider on Saturday nights, of course. I'm not sure how scary that song actually is, but with a title like Scary Song, I'm going to play it anyway. From there, we're going to listen to Combination Lock. This one is from Quinn Fox. Enjoy.
Thank you.
welcome back. That track there was Quinn Fox, and that was Combination Lock. That one was recommended to me by Marcos of RhythmRoo.com, and that is from the Cave Story Remix Project, which you can just Google that online. It should turn up. Hopefully their site's working, because the first time I tried to download that album, I got hit with a bunch of errors and stuff, but I think that's all fixed now, so just hunt down that album and grab it. Grab the original soundtrack, which is also great, and then play the game because it's free and it kicks ass. From there, we got some more Yoko Shimomura. This is Hollow Bastion from Kingdom Hearts. back. That track you just heard there was by Hip Tanaka. That was Hotel in Moonside. You might recognize that kind of creepy, off-kilter style from his Metroid and Super Metroid soundtracks as well. And before that, we had Red, Green, Yellow, Yellow, which is the track from Mother 3, which is also quite creepy in a similar way as Moonside from Earthbound. And before that was Yoko Shimomura with Hollow Bastion. From there, we got some more Square Enix stuff. This is Nobu Uematsu, and this is Trail of Blood. Track was, of course, Nobu Uematsu with Trail of Blood. This pretty much wraps up our show because I'm going to play a 5-minute track right here. I'd like to thank everyone that hung out in the chat. That is Axe2, so MeteorRadio.com, Nario from The Shiz, and his YouTube videos that you should check out. Also, Chibima, who helps me work on GameMusicForAll.com and LettersVersusNumbers.net. We also had some cool people like Crazy Spy, JMR, and Kent Doggy Dog in there. Rhythm Roo, who had to sadly leave earlier. I'd like to thank you all for listening in. Oh, also WB, which I can't forget, who is Axtus's bro. And that is, I hope, everyone. And this, to end the show, is, of course, you should have seen this one coming. This one is Vert, and this is his VRC6 rendition of Thriller. Everyone have a great day. I will see you all on Tuesday. And this show will be broadcast again over on GameMusicForAll.com and as well as the ArichiboRadio.org archives.